Blog Talk Radio.
They say that mountains can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name.
And it is so, because you said it, Lord. You the one that said it, Lord. And we believe it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and believers. I'm so happy to have each and every one of you all. I want to start out with this scripture. And then we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, if she's available. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Amen. And Pastor, what scripture is that again?
Oh, Mark 16 and 16.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen, amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, thanking you for our pastor, thanking you, Lord, for those that are listening by internet and those who have called in. Father God, we give you praise, Father God. We're so thankful for the song because, God, we do believe your word. And because you said it, we believe it, Father God. Lord, just help us to stand on it, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would be with each and every one, Father God, that ask us to keep them in prayer, Father God. You know their heart and their heart's desire. You know what they're going through. You know what they're facing. Father God, we know you make a way out of no way, Father God, as we continue to trust in you, Father God. Be with all those that are sick and shut in. For in your word it says, by your stripes we're healed, Father God. And we're so thankful for the witnesses that have been healed because they are standing on the word of God. Be with those who are bereaved, Father God. Keep them in perfect peace, Father God, and comfort their hearts, Father God, at such a time as this. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word as our pastor teaches this word. Continue to use him mightily, Father God, and be with him in everything that he does, Father God. And we pray for healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, have your way with each and every one of us as we draw closer to you so we're able to learn your word and hear your word and keep it in the lining of our hearts and share it with others, Father God, that we may come across. Lord, we give you thanks. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I truly appreciate it. That heartfelt prayer. And thank you so much. Nancy's on the road, so for her to take a moment and be here in the Word of Noon, I just want her to know we appreciate it very much. Hallelujah. And thank you so much again, Pastor. So happy to have Evangelist Ursula. She missed the prayer. She'll give us a word of encouragement. If you're on your earth, she always have a word of encouragement. Somebody said she'd give us a word of encouragement.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. I just pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you just help us to be more like you. I pray, Father, that we just could walk, talk, and live and be a walking word. Hallelujah. I pray, Father, that you just help us to surrender wholeheartedly. Every part of our being, God, help us to just let you, the Holy Ghost, just invade us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, help us to get out of our own way and submit and surrender every part to you, our eyes, our words, our ears, our mouth, everything, God. Help us to just line it up according to your word. Help us to be a walking word. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, God, help us to be holy because you holy. Hallelujah. Help us to tap into your righteousness. Attach our faith to the righteousness of Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I just pray, Father, hallelujah, that we speak life over ourselves, that we speak healing over ourselves. Hallelujah, that the word of God move mountains in our life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for supernatural, hallelujah, supernatural show up,
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
I just praise you, we worship you, we honor you, God. We want you to do what you do, hallelujah, and help us to position and prepare ourselves to receive all the promises of heaven. We have to receive it,
Lord.
God. It's up to us, hallelujah, to receive
it.
By faith, you said we can't please you without faith. So, God, give us, let us attach our faith to your faith. Let us take us from faith to faith, higher, deeper level of faith in you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Help us to believe it. Hallelujah. Help us to believe it so we can receive it. You said by our faith, so it is. Hallelujah. So I just pray, God, that you give a deeper revelation of faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Have your way in us. Blot out everything that ain't of you. Hallelujah. Circumcise your heart.
Hallelujah.
Clean us up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen
and
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you
so much for that words of encouragement and continuing
hallelujah.
The prayer. I just love it. I love it when sometimes the Spirit has things to go.
Hallelujah.
You know, and
I'm
just
hallelujah.
I'm just there. But we're talking about believing the word as our final authority. Let the word of God be the final authority. And that's really important, brothers and sisters. But how you going to believe that if you don't believe in the word of God? See, some people never make the word of God their final authority. You know why? Because they don't believe in it. Oh, I know they say that. I get that. I get that, but they don't understand what believing is. See, when you truly believe, you're saying that's truth. When you really believe, it requires a corresponding action when you believe. That's why the Bible says that we don't walk by sight, we don't walk by what you see, but you walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you walk by what you see, you're not walking by faith.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't pleasing God.
Amen.
Like every time you going to act on it, it's when you see it. No, you got to start acting on some stuff without seeing it. Seeing it in the word of God. That's what believing is. Because you consider that to be honest. You consider that to be true. You have accepted the idea, whatever that is. You've accepted it.
Yeah.
As something as genuine, you've accepted it as something as real. It's not a host to you. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you That's why
hallelujah.
You act on. If most people believe in the organized church than the organism, because they'll go there.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go there. Don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters, because I know sometimes people bathe and they have to go to that place. But I'm trying to show you what belief is. But the reason they believe because they go there and they participate and they do it because they believe. Now, do you believe in the real church? The real church is Christ.
Hallelujah.
He's ahead
of. Hallelujah.
Oh, do I need to go to?
Hallelujah.
See, and some people say, oh, but no, man, this is about your belief. That's why Jesus, he was constantly telling people about belief. I remember what Jesus said over there in Mark. I want to say 16. We're going to go there. But there were some other scriptures I thought about. Because, see, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But how about them that believe not? How about those that act not? What's going to happen to them? They're going to be damned. Just like prayer, for instance. Read Mark 11:24. I want y'all to see this. See, a lot of people pray, but they don't believe it. They don't believe in it. They ain't trusting it. Because I talked to somebody the other day. They was talking about, well, yeah, God already determined it. No. God hadn't determined your path. He placed it out there. He's giving you directions to go. Now, where you go, God want to go there with you. But you got to believe in it. You got to believe in that path.
Amen.
You got to believe in that path, man. He done laid it out for you. You can go to the right or you can go to the left. But he done laid it out for us. Now, it's up to us to act on it. In other words, up to us to believe in it. In Mark, I want you to see this. In Mark 11:23-24, it reads like this. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt. See, get rid of your doubt now. Got to find a way to get that out of your mind, get it out of your heart. Doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith. Not see, but what he saith shall come to pass. Yes, he shall have whatsoever he say. The 24th verse reads like this. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire. Man, that's awesome. Because folks used to tell me God won't give you your desire. They used to tell me that. God give you what you need. No, he said, what sort of thing you desire when you pray,
yes,
believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
Yeah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. From the Message Bible. Amen. That's why I urge you to pray for absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. Include everything as you embrace this God life, and you'll get God's everything. And when you assume posture of prayer, remember that it's not all asking. If you have anything against someone, forgive. Only then will your Heavenly Father be inclined to also wipe your slate clean of sin. Amen.
Well, we may not get into it today, but let me tell you this, brother and sister. You can pray all day and all night and get mad at me if you want to. It doesn't matter. If you're not believing in what you say, it ain't coming to pass.
All right. Amen.
You did all that praying, but you don't believe it, so then don't say it if you don't believe it. That's if you wanted to come to pass. Don't be like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They love to hear themselves. Don't be like that. But if you're going to pray, believe. And if you're not going to believe, it's out, preacher. If you're not going to believe, then don't pray. It's pointless. See, everybody ready for the truth. But I want you to know the truth, because you got to believe, brothers and sisters. I don't care what it is. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you'll confess with your mouth. But guess what? You got to believe in your heart. You got to believe it. You got to consider what you... A lot of people say Romans 10:9-10. Read that passage out the King James Version, because I want y'all to see that. We're not to believe. Matter of fact, go to the 8th verse through the 10th verse. Because, see, a lot of people say stuff, but it doesn't matter if you don't believe it. So that's why I see a lot of folks, they say, oh, I go to the church, I'm this, I'm that. But guess what? They don't believe it. They don't believe it. And everything is predicated on us believing.
Amen, amen.
So you amen. have to see believing as a regard to as what is right, what is truth, and then you do it. You're satisfied mm-hmm. with what you've examined. You've accepted it. You have not disbelieved. You have rejected it. It ain't a certain part you believe. No, you either believe it all or you don't believe none of it. You either believe you got a heart in your chest, you don't see it,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to either believe you do or you don't. There is no 50-50, 60-40, 80-20, 90. No, you either believe it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
That may not fit in your box. But you're going to either believe mm-hmm. that you're going to have eternal life and you're going to act like it or you're not. And I want you to have mm-hmm. eternal life. God knows I want everybody listening today. But you got to believe for it. You can't pay enough money. You can't pay enough tithes. You can't say enough sermons. You can't preach enough. You got mm-hmm. to believe for this stuff.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Salvation comes. Read that, Pastor. Salvation comes.
Amen. Praise God. Romans 10, 8 through 10 from the King James. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen.
Well, you got to believe what you're saying. That's the same thing he's saying over here in Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, mm-hmm. whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
People, let me tell you, you know what causes to win football games? Because they believe in it. I watched a team the other day come back from 27 down. It was kind of like everybody had written them off. The announcers, they started figuring out other stuff to say about the team they thought was there. Because they just believed that the other team wasn't going to make it back from 27 down. But they mm-hmm. said they believe in each other. They did an interview, a post-game thing. They said they believed in each other. They believed in one another, and they just believed. See, belief is a spiritual thing as well, brothers and sisters. It's mm-hmm. not limited to the church. Like some
Amen.
Of us say, we think believing is just limited. No, you can look in your own life. Look at your mm-hmm. own life. You know why you gotten where you got? Because you believed in something. There may have been a teacher, but there was something you believing. Believing matters. Yeah. It matters. And I want to talk about that this week. It matters. Mm-hmm. It matters what you believe, who you believe, and how you believe. Because I'm going to tell you what. As far as it kept, brothers and sisters, what you believe has a lot of influence on your day-to-day life. Whoa!
Yeah.
What you believe has a lot of influence on your day-to-day life.
Hallelujah.
Because if you don't believe in prayer, you ain't praying.
mm-hmm. Amen.
Believing is like a universal law. You know, you don't mm-hmm. have to belong to a certain group of people. Yeah,
right.
And please, understand, don't stop believing. Whatever it is, do not stop believing. Don't do that. Now, because you may be hearing something I'm saying, and you may get discouraged or not, but let me be real clear. Believing God is good in every season.
Hallelujah.
Let me take my time to say that again, because I want somebody to hear this. Believing God is good in every season. You know why? Because you're walking by faith.
Yes.
But you got to understand what believing is. And I want to make sure, if you're going to believe in authority, you got to understand believing. I want to make a scenario here. Let me give you something here so you'll understand. I don't have no food in the cupboard today. Now, I got food, y'all. Don't nobody go start trying to send me some food. I got food. I just want to be clear. I'm going to give you a scenario here. I don't have no food in the cupboard. But I believe somehow, some way, this evening, before the sun set, God's going to send me some food. Now I said
Amen.
That, but now do I believe that? Here's what's going to determine if I believe it. I'm willing to set the table. Let me go on and set the table.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I'm going to have a couple of y'all over here today. Man, God's going to send me, you ain't got no food in it, don't worry about it. I'm believing God setting the table.
Yeah.
What you like? You like drink coffee or what? Let me put a glass over here. Let me put a cup for me because I'm drinking a little coffee with mine. See? When you believe, you act on the thing, man. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's when you're believing and you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're believing and you can't see it. But it requires knowledge. You can believe in the resurrection and you ain't seen it yet. But you can believe because the scripture says it. Because the scriptures have the final authority here. Hey, the word of God says, Father, crucify the flesh, I shall rise. So let me start making some steps. Let me start making some steps toward that way, because I'm believing. See, if you're not going to believe it, now let me go and make some of y'all mad. If you're not going to believe it, you're going to doubt it.
Amen.
So don't get this in between the 50-50, 60-40, 80-20. No, you either believe it or you don't. Now, if you believe it, I'm gonna be able to tell you that you believe the word of God is the final authority. Because you know why? That's what you're going to act on. Whatever you believe is what you're going to act on. You believe you can sing, you're going to start singing.
Amen.
I know with some of y'all, y'all know y'all can sing. But for those that don't know and haven't discovered that yet, if you truly believe it, you're going to break out a tune with a tune.
Amen. Amen.
See? But anyway,
those
are some of the things. I want to talk about, see, once you become a believer, you have authority. Oh, yeah, you have authority as a believer. Just like God gave Adam authority, he gave us authority. See, God delegates his authority to man. It's like God giving you authority to use the name of Jesus. That's if you believe it. Now, if you don't believe, just saying it don't mean you believe in it. Let me be clear. Let me be clear. Saying it don't mean you believe it. Saying it means just what you said. You said it. That's all it means. You said it. But believe it is when you are laying hands on the sick and you said, devil, you're lying. You can't have this one. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus and you stand by it. Doesn't matter what happened. That's why I just love to use Evangelist Renee. She was looking at the white meat. It didn't matter to her. She said, by his stripes, I'm healed. She saw flesh when there wasn't no flesh. She saw her leg getting a tan when it wasn't tan. Yeah, but so the white. See, you got to understand believing Well, you know what? There's something else I want to talk about, but I want to do it today. I'm going to spare y'all because you got to know how to remove these viruses. See, doubt is a virus.
All right. Come on now. Say that.
Yeah. Doubting is a virus, man. And that's what's attacking the body of Christ today. It's these viruses. Mm-hmm. Viruses. When you go to do this, that old virus pops up. You go to do this, that old virus popped up. I don't know if any of y'all ever have a virus on your computer. I'm going to tell you what, every time you look around, that thing will pop up. I don't care what, well, I'm going to go to Google. It's going to pop up. I'm going to go over here to Amazon. Boom, it pops. See, just constantly pops up.
All right.
See, virus protector. That's what the Word of God. That's what the Word of God does.
Yeah.
That's why you want to be a believer and not a doubter. See?
Amen.
But when you make the Word of God your final authority, then you're protected. I almost got into what I was getting into. But anyway, this is the time where everybody have anything you want to say, just press 1, and we'll review this, especially for those that probably won't get a chance to review on Sundays. If it's something you'd like to share, just press 1, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
You
want to
share?
Amen. I just want to read those scriptures, Romans 10, 8 through 10, from the Message Bible, Pastor. And it reads, if the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us, this is the core of our preaching. Say the welcoming word to God. Jesus is my master. Embracing body and soul. God's work of doing it in us what he did in raising Jesus from the dead. That's it. You're not doing anything. You're simply calling out to God, trusting him to do it for you. That's salvation. With your whole being, you embrace God setting things right, and then you say it right out loud. God has set everything right between him and me. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Hallelujah. I just want to say, stay with the Lord. Have a taste of the Lord and see that he is good. And stay with the Lord with all doubt, because the doubt will turn to belief and the belief will turn to knowing. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. But the word is so important. Amen. Amen.
Yes, have enough experiences with the Lord that you be doubt-free, that you just know that the that you know that Jesus lives. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes.
If you learn to doubt your doubt, then you can start believing what you believe in.
Amen.
Don't do it. Doubt the doubt.
Yeah.
Do it every time.
Yeah.
Then the more you doubt your doubt, the more you start believing.
Say that. Say that. Amen. Amen.
Coming back, you'll start to know. Hallelujah. Hard to keep studying the Word of God and don't get rid of the doubt. The Word, the more you participate in the prayer lines, the more you get involved with Jesus, the more he'll reveal to you. Just keep coming back. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
He's
amen.
Alive. He's alive right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
I read that. Over there in John 14, because since she said made mention of that, in John 14, 19 through 21, I'm going to pass it to read this. See, this is what happens when you make the Word of God your final authority. I thought we were going to discover, but I need to share this because it's about believing, man. It's about believing. In John 14:19-21, read that, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Reading from the King James. Yet a little while the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Amen, amen.
Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. And that comes from believing. But you will see me, Jesus. You will see me. Because I live, you'll live also. And in that day, see, in our day right now, because I live, you will live also.
Yes.
And you will know I am in the Father. So, sister, I want to tell you that day is right now. That day has been revealed. Stop being like a Thomas. Thomas answered, said to him, my Lord, my God. Jesus said to him, because you have seen me with your eyes, with the optical nerve, he said, you believe. But blessed are they who did not see me, yet believe.
Oh, hallelujah.
So
hallelujah.
You're blessed if you can see him and not see him.
Hallelujah.
If that's see, you're blessed because you hadn't seen him in the flesh, but you've seen him in the spirit. You've talked to him because he promised that the Father, he will come and make their abode. Believe me, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost will come and make their abode with you. But you're not knowing
unless you
believe it.
Thank you, Lord.
No need to knock on your door. You're not going to believe he's out there.
All right.
So we can
get
rid of these doubts and start believing. We're going to start seeing all kinds of stuff. You're going to see limbs begin to grow on people. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You're going to see cancers fall off. I don't care what the world doing.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what they're doing over there in that church. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about believing.
Yes.
That requires you to act. That's
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, God is in the process of a revolution, and it all going to be predicated on believing his word, making the word of God the final authority. And if for no other reason, you'll snap them with it, and you'll say, that's what it said, and I ain't getting off of it either.
That's
I don't care about it raining. I don't care about it snowing. Have nothing to do with it. I don't care about I'm being broke. I still got money because I believe what the word of God says. It says you have not because you ask. Now, so because I ask, that's what I expect. I don't expect nothing more than what what I'm believing for.
Amen.
No, the requirement is to believe, bless God. Believe
that's
it.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, we still appreciate
hallelujah.
Y'all. We overtime, but it's okay to make up for last week and some other time the enemy came on attack. We're going to be on attack now because we believe.